Today I want to talk about the Bible, and so I found some corny Bible jokes to start us off today. First, why could not Jonah trust the ocean? Because he knew there was something fishy about it. And who was the greatest financier in the Bible? Noah. Because while he was floating his stock, everyone else was in liquidation. And what did Adam say on the day before Christmas? It's Christmas, Eve. And what excuse did Adam give to his children as to why they were no longer living in the Garden of Eden? He said, your mother ate us out of house and home. Well, today we start a 5-week Bible series on the Gospel of John chapter 6, the famous Bread of Life discourse. And it speaks about the Holy Eucharist, but we can also say the importance of the Word of God, because we have two tables that we come to eat at every Mass. The table of what is officially called the ambo, we usually call it a pulpit, but the table of the ambo and the table of the altar, right? So we feast on the Word of God, we actually munch, we can say, on the Word of God, and then upon the very body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus our Lord. So the Word of God prepares us for the Word of God, Jesus Christ our Lord. And this is a lectionary, part of the Roman Missal, from which we have our Bible readings from. And before Vatican II, there was only a 1-year cycle of Bible readings. So that on this Sunday, every year you would hear the same scripture readings. But after the Vatican II, with the 3-year cycle, they tripled the number of readings that we could hear from. And so if you go to Mass every Sunday for 3 years, you will hear almost 4% of the Old Testament. You know, the Old Testament is big, and 46 books, and a lot of it is just a list of names and things like that, which would be a little bit boring. So we hit just a few of the main stories of the Old Testament. And we also hear almost 41% of the New Testament, so a much bigger portion of that. We hear from 57 out of the 73 Bible books. And each church, or the early church did this. They had the Word of the Scriptures before the Holy Eucharist, based on the Jewish synagogue service. As you remember, when Jesus went to the synagogue on the Sabbath, as he was faithful in doing, they opened up a scroll from the prophet Isaiah. He read it, and he said, a very short homily, he said, today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. Short, but very effective. Obviously, he was claiming to be the Messiah right there. And one thing about our Catholic Masses is that we read a lot of scripture at Mass, more than any other church in the whole world. So don't let anybody tell you that we are not a Bible-believing church. We wrote it. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John are the saints that we claim. Peter and Paul as well. And all of those books that were written in the Bible. And it was Catholic bishops who actually put the books into the Bible, because the Bible didn't fall out of heaven with a table of contents. And Catholic bishops had to decide what books go in and which books do not go in. And many of them did not, because they had false teachings in them. Other ones were probably good, but they didn't have a universal message for everybody that was needed. So whenever you say you believe in the Bible, you say you're believing in the inspiration of the Catholic Church that the Holy Spirit gave to our bishops to keep the Bible together as God wanted it to be. So in this 3-year cycle of readings, we have year A, B, and C. A is for the Gospel of Matthew, B is for Mark, which we're in now, right now, and C is for Luke. And so where's John? Well, we read from him during Lent and Easter and certain feast days, but also here in the middle of the Gospel of Mark series, we are hearing from John chapter 6, because number one, Mark is shorter than Matthew and Luke, so we need some filler space here. And secondly, John chapter 6 is a very important chapter in the Bible. People have been converted to our Catholic faith because of John chapter 6. So if anybody, you know, doesn't believe in the Eucharist, tell them, John chapter 6. Go home and read it. I know a Baptist woman who had been studying John chapter 6, and then she saw the movie The Passion of the Christ by Mel Gibson. And at the Last Supper scene in that movie, she realized and got the inspiration, this is what Jesus was talking about, that it is very really his body, blood, soul, and divinity. And she is a Catholic today and a very faithful one. So we have these 5 weeks from which we study John chapter 6. Now, the bishops put together the Bible readings that we have in an orderly fashion so that the Old Testament reading is always connected with the gospel. You heard today 2 Kings chapter 4 and how Elisha multiplies 20 barley loaves for 100 people. And connecting with the gospel today, Jesus, of course, is better. He only takes 5 loaves and he can feed 5,000 with it, right? And so you see the connection there. And then the psalm is chosen to respond to that first reading. So we had Psalm 145 today. You give them their food in due seasons. There's this food thing. And the hand of the Lord feeds us. He answers all our needs. The second reading is usually on its own during ordinary time, but you can often find a connection between the theme, such as St. Paul today saying that we are one body through our baptism, right? And through Holy Communion. We are one body in Christ. So we begin John chapter 6 today, verses 1 to 15, with this multiplication of the loaves, which is the only miracle, besides the resurrection, that is in all four Gospels. And there are two food miracles in John. John does not give us the words at the Last Supper of Jesus, this is my body, this is my blood. He doesn't give that. He gives the washing of the feet scene. But he does give us these two miracles that Jesus performed. Water into wine at the wedding in Cana, which is in one of those stained glass windows back there, right? And also the multiplication of the bread. So here we have the wine and the bread. So it's a prophecy of the Holy Eucharist, the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ. And John tells us that for this miracle, Passover was near. And Passover, of course, the time when the Jews, for some 1,300 years already by the time Jesus came around, every year they celebrated this anniversary of their escape from slavery in Egypt. And so Jesus gives us our Christian Passover, which is escape from spiritual slavery, from the devil, from hell. That Jesus has brought us through the waters of baptism, like the Israelites went through the waters of the Red Sea. We go through the waters of baptism into this new homeland. And at Passover, they used unleavened bread, because they didn't have time to put the leaven in there and let the bread rise. And so we use unleavened bread for our Holy Eucharist, for our Christian Passover. And John tells us that Jesus took the loaves, he gave thanks to God, and he distributed the loaves, the bread, to the apostles there, and to all the people there. And so this is very much close to the words of the Last Supper, same words. Jesus took, he gave thanks, and he gave. And the word thanks in Greek is Eucharist. That's where we get the word Eucharist from. It just means thanks. But now it means the Holy Eucharist as well, the Blessed Sacrament that we receive. And Jesus tells the people to recline on the grass. And that makes us think of Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. So see, this is the good shepherd who is taking care of his sheep, the people that were following him. And so hundreds of millions of people today, because we are 1.2 billion Catholics in the world, so hundreds of millions are hearing these same scripture readings as us today and are receiving the very same Holy Eucharist today. And this is a greater miracle than multiplying bread. To change bread and wine into the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ is an infinitely greater miracle. Now, it's not verifiable. Like you can see loaves being multiplied, right? This is by an act of faith on our part. It really happens. But we make that act of faith that what Jesus says happens. When he says, this is my body and this is my blood, do this in memory of me, he established the priesthood to be able to continue this image of his sacrifice, of giving up his life for us at Calvary. So we are so privileged to be here today. So if you miss out on Sunday Mass, you're missing out on being formed by the Word of God and by receiving Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. So Jesus wants us to come to the table, right? Parents, if any one of your children didn't show up for a meal, you would be worried, and after a couple of minutes, you would call the police, right, and find them. And so how much more important for us to come to the table of the Word of God and of the Word Jesus himself to receive him so that we can have strength and courage during the upcoming week until next Sunday when we can get refreshed again by the Good Shepherd, our Lord. So please do read your Bibles at home. You can read the rest of that 95% or so of the Old Testament and the other 60% of the New Testament that you won't hear on Sundays. If you come to daily Mass, you'll hear a lot more, of course, but not all of the Bible. So it is good to read on our own. Last night we had a Bible study group and a few couples gathered there, so that was really neat, and encourage you to do the same. They have Come Lord Jesus Bible study groups, whatever. Gather together, study the Word of God, and be continually formed by the truth, which is Jesus ourself. So at every Mass, we consume the Word of God and his body, blood, soul, and divinity, but at the same time, God is consuming us. We are becoming one with him. And so what a privilege, what a grace, what a blessing. Let us be faithful. Let us love the Lord. Leave the doors today, evangelizing, spreading the truth, the good news of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.